everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Ron Jaworski Show as we enter championship weekend. We are coming to you live from Parks Casino. A big crowd on hand here. We have our Soul Connect event with all our Soul sponsors and many of our players and a bunch of players that played in the Super Bowl like Trey Thomas, Jari Evans, Marcus Colston. They're going to be joining me on the show in a few minutes, and we're going to talk championship weekend. We'll talk NFL football. We'll talk the Philadelphia Eagles, and a very special thanks to the folks here at Parks Casino. They put us in this beautiful room here. I'm a little bit intimidated by the chandeliers. This is not a Jaws 7-Tap Tavern place. This is a upscale, beautiful place here at Parks Casino. And, of course, the Ron Jaworski Show is always brought to you by Burns Honda, Jim McCormick, and all the fine folks over at Burns. We always thank them. Visit them today at BurnsHonda.com. Special thanks to Xfinity. Xfinity X1 will change the way you experience TV. Track live scores right on your TV and easily switch between games with the sports app. Special thanks to Bradford White Water Heaters, my good buddy Nick Jaffray, and all the wonderful folks at Bradford White Water Heaters. American made, American owned, and built to be the very, very best. If you want to join me, Ron Jaworski, and sitting next to me, the great Trey Thomas, you could reach us at 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Trey Thomas.
Yes.
You were on the show a couple weeks ago, and we had a flat-out blast talking football. And yes. First of all, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Thank you for having me.
Always great to have you.
Yes.
And you know, it was funny. I'm in the office this week, and I'm breaking down the four teams left in championship weekend. And I'm watching them, and we got all these services that rate players and rate offensive lines. And we very seldom spend the time we should be spending looking at the offensive line. Hey, we're going to talk about Brady and Rodgers. And I'm telling you, the best four offensive lines in football. I'll say this. Tennessee had a very good year, very strong offensive line. But maybe down the stretch, the four offensive lines have been absolutely spectacular.
They have. They've really done a good job of giving their quarterbacks a chance to make plays. But then when you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers that takes their whole thought, the whole, you know what, you only have 2 to 2.5 seconds to throw the ball. Not with Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Because he has the ability to extend the play, and his pocket presence is just ridiculous. And then his accuracy on the run is just, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, you call that a playmaker.
Yes, that he is.
And, you know, one of the surprises last week, and I've been watching this all season long, so I shouldn't say surprises, but what's surprising is the way Le'Veon Bell runs the football for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's kind of got that patient approach. He'll actually stop in the backfield, read his blocks, which is really the antithesis. Now, I've been around football at the NFL level now far longer than I'd like to say. Actually 43 years.
Which is awesome.
Good, yeah.
Let's keep it going.
And Trey, I have never heard a coach say, hey, go real slow to the line of scrimmage. It's usually, hey, slow and burst, slow and burst, slow and And Le'Veon Bell is just different and in a very effective way. As an offensive lineman, do you know when you got a patient running back there, you can play it a little bit differently up front?
Well, you know, you're always trying to get to the second level. You always want your combination blocks to be smooth. And what he does a good job of doing is giving his offensive linemen time to get to their blocks. But he's so patient where he steps up to the line and then he just waits. And then it's a cut and then he just accelerates and takes whatever he can get. And it just goes totally against what everybody's, like you just said, it goes against what everybody's been telling since all high school football. You know, everybody's like, hey, hit the hole, hit the hole, hit the hole. No matter how, if it's fourth and one, hit the hole. But Le'Veon Bell is just a totally different animal where he's a lot more patient, where he lets the play develop, and he allows his guys to get upfield and make those blocks, make sure the combination blocks are taken over smoothly.
It really is interesting when you watch it, and where they've been successful has been in nickel and teams play four down linemen and those duo blocks. You know, you get a center, a guard and a tackle, and taking those tackles and walking them back into linebackers. And I'm seeing a lot more of that, these teams that are in the playoffs. The running game, yeah, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers and his plays and the big plays made. But the running game, watch Atlanta, watch Coleman, watch Freeman. coming off the ball, knocking people off the ball. Mm-hmm. How big will the running game be in this week's championship game?
I think it's going to be huge because it helps keep control of the clock. It keeps you ahead of the downs, especially when you have these defensive linemen out here that are pinning their ears back. You don't ever want to get in a situation where you're going to, when it's one-dimensional. Now you have these speed rushers that could just peel their ears back and just go and get after the quarterback. So with you being able to run the ball, that allows you to keep control of the game. And one of the things I just like about it is just the combination blocks. These guys are really focusing in on getting their combination block, because a lot of it is inside zone. It's right in between the tackles. Every now and then they'll pop one out, but most of the time it's right in between the tackles, and we're getting hard yards right up the middle.
It's kind of interesting as we now gear down to Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Four teams left. And very seldom we talk about the running game. You just mentioned inside zone, outside zone, some gap counter plays every now and then. But these duo blocks, these double teams, have emerged over the last quarter of the season and into the playoffs. Now I'll spin this forward to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Hey, we're obviously in Philadelphia. People want to know what the heck's going on with this team. What direction are we going? And I'm watching this offensive line. And you've been, your whole life has been playing the offensive line at an incredibly all-pro high level. So as you look at this Eagle offensive line, what does Doug Peterson, what does Jeff Stoutland, what does Howie Roseman, what does Joe Douglas learn from watching these teams now in championship games? What do they learn from how they're playing up front?
I think one of the things you just have to have. Now, one of the things also is you have these guys, they're all healthy. So you have an offensive line that's played together the entire year. So that helps whenever it comes to it. It makes your game play a lot easier when you're playing against someone where you're playing next to someone that you've been practicing with all week, you know, and all season. So you're extremely comfortable with the person that you're with, that you're next to. So I think that helps just big time. But I think also it's just going to start teaching these guys is that, look, we need to prepare our twos just the same way that you're preparing the ones, so that if something happens, they can step in and it's not a skip of the beat. It's just, you know what, all right, he's mixed in, all right, that's the next part that's in the play, and we just keep it moving. But when you have so many changes on the offensive line like the Eagles had this year, I mean, you got to expect what they had to go through.
Yeah, it's amazing. As we talk about it from week one of the regular season, I always say, watch the teams that have remained healthy on the offensive line throughout the season. They're the teams that'll be their championship weekend. For the most part, hey, there's always, you know, deviations from that, but for the most part, you're healthy in the offensive line down the stretch, you give yourself a really good chance to win. The other thing that has jumped out to me, Trey, in watching the playoff teams, the explosive wide receivers.
Oh yeah.
And it is like eye-opening when you look at this Eagle receiving core this season and what the Eagles had to work with, you know, what Doug had to work with, what Carson Wentz had to work with. I'm watching playmaker after playmaker.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't even close here in Philadelphia, the kind of playmakers you watch in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about running back. We talked about offensive line. How imperative is it that the Eagles get an explosive wide receiver?
That's what you're missing out there. You need that burner that can get down the field, one of those fast receivers that you can just air it out and you know he's going to get it. Someone like an old DeSean Jackson, young DeSean Jackson, you know. I like DeSean Jackson. I think that, you know, he was one of those guys I wish we could have kept him, because, I mean, he was just a phenomenal player where he just had the speed in the hands, you know.
Trey, you're preaching the choir here, man.
I know. Hey, but
you lose DeSean. You lose DeSean. You lose Jeremy. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you can't lose that talent.
You definitely need a playmaker out there. You need someone that can get out there and stretch the field, that has that ball, the same type of ball skills like a DeSean Jackson. Because most of the time, when you see these fast receivers, they can't catch. You know, always had this guy that's going to be all world speed, but he can't catch the ball, you know. But now, you're starting to see these guys are starting to work on their craft a little bit more. And, you know, that's what you need out there. You need one of those playmakers.
Yeah. You know what? We do have some breaking news, Trey. Major League Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2017 has been announced.
Okay.
And Curt Schilling is not part of that Hall of Fame class of 2017. So Curt Schilling was not voted to be inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. It was Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, and even Ivan Rodriguez. Those three players. The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2017, no Curt Schilling.
He was robbed.
You know what? I still believe Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I believe Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. But now, you know, they have all these character clauses and all these other things.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'll just give you my independent view. If you play great on the field, you should be rewarded for playing great.
Should be rewarded. Yeah. You know, let it be.
Let it be. Yeah. I like that. That's a pretty good song, too.
Yeah, right? It was.
Hey, you know, Trey, by the way, guys want to become pro football players.
Uh-huh.
Philadelphia Soul are having an open tryout this Sunday at the Eagles NovaCare Complex. Registration 8 a.m. And we begin stretching and a combine-style workout at 9 o'clock. And it's amazing, Trey. I always look forward to these open workouts, the Vince Papale invincible kind of workout where you find a nugget every single year.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have 200 to 300 guys walk on that field, and there will be four or five guys that will blow me away.
Yeah.
They'll blow me away. They come in off the street.
I'm coming to check this out.
They're living the dream,
man. Yeah,
so all you young players out there, out of high school, out of college, you want to make it in pro football, a member of the Philadelphia Soul, the Arena Football League champions. Got to get that plug in there.
Yeah,
for
definitely.
My guys, they're all hanging around here tonight. This Sunday, January 22nd, at the Eagles NovaCare Complex, or you can go to PhiladelphiaSoul.com, register online, and I'll be there. Doug Peterson showed up last year, so we get a lot of scouts.
I'm going to come hang out.
Man.
Just check it out. You know, you might throw me on a shirt. I like to work guys out now. You know, I'm a big technique guy.
We'll give you a sweatsuit. You and Phil Bogle can go out there. Jari Evans is here tonight. Jari Evans, you know, another Hall of Fame offensive lineman, still playing with the New Orleans Saints, and one of the owners of the Philadelphia Soul.
Yeah.
And I like the show. I got big old offensive lineman hanging around. I got Jason Jones.
Yeah.
I got the big bad boys
here.
Well,
you're a quarterback, man. You like to have your offensive lineman around.
You do. When you walk, you saw that big smile ahead. I don't see any Lawrence Taylors in this room.
You're protected anyway. Either way. You have the whole offensive line with you.
Couldn't get near me. You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show, and we are coming to you live from the Parks Casino, the beautiful Parks Casino. Ron Jaworski Show. Trey Thomas joining us here. Just having a good time talking championship weekend football with the world champions of the Arena Football League, the Philadelphia Soul, and all our great sponsors and players have joined us here tonight to celebrate a Philadelphia Soul championship. And if you want to join us, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. We got some people on the line. We'll get Devon. We'll put Devon back in the studio to work, and if he's paying attention, we'll ring up Tony. Tony's got a question about the Eagles beating the Falcons earlier this year. Tony, welcome to the Ron Jaworski Show with Trey Thomas. How are you today?
Mr. Jaworski, first off, the Polish rifle, it's a pleasure, it's a blessing to get to speak to you tonight. How you doing, sir?
And you got, you know, all pro Trey Thomas as well, so you got a quarterback and a bookend.
Yeah.
that too. Well, you know, what drew me to the Eagles from the beginning was my grandfather from South Philly. He was a firefighter, and you know, he always told me about you, Jaws, and I was born in 82, so I saw, you know, Randall take over your spot, but you're the reason I came to watch the games is, you know, just you, you know, being my grandfather's favorite. And
well,
you know,
glad to hear that. Tell your grandfather if he's still with us. Thank you very much. What do you have for us?
Well, basically, you know, I was listening to the Mike Nicinelli Show. I was trying to get in on the calls there, but it doesn't work, and being in Baltimore, I wasn't able to get through, but you know, the whole poll they had going was how the Sixers' anticipation for next season is going to be greater than the Eagles. And I can't deal with that because the Eagles are king. And like I said, the Atlanta Falcons and the Pittsburgh Steelers, we laid the smack down on both of those teams this year and with a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback. So we have a bright future.
So, Tony, I believe you would be in the crowd saying, we are close, rather than what Howie Roseman said, we have a long way to go. Doug Peterson said we're close, and those certainly were signature wins over the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Atlanta Falcons, the Minnesota Vikings, even throwing the Dallas Cowboys, even though it was a meaningless game. They are wins.
And very hard to come by.
Oh, they count?
Yeah. I take them all.
and again, you know, I, Tony, I would agree. I would agree. I don't think we're as close as maybe Doug thinks. It may be as far away as Howie thinks. Maybe somewhere in between is where I would I would believe this team is, but it's going to come up to this offseason. I mean, we know right now the Eagles are the number four team in the NFC East. You still have Dallas. You still have the Giants. You still have the Redskins. And then the Eagles. Now, hey, can it turn quickly? Obviously, Dallas trade went from 4-12 to 13-3.
And just overnight, you know, and they made it happen. But I think with us, once we firm up this offensive line and we get a playmaker out there at receiver, we got a chance to make some major plays. Because, I mean, Carson Wentz is just unbelievable out there. You know, I was just blown away as I watched him as a rookie quarterback. I mean, you know, deploys and just the throws he would make sometimes. I'm like, wow, you know, this kid is going to be really good. You know, now, you know, there were times now, you know, he was that young bull taking some wild hits, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, you have to, sometimes that has to get knocked out of you.
Supporting cast.
You need to have that supporting cast.
I use the line all the time. The quarterback position is a dependent position. You depend on guys like you and Jari Evans over there and a wide receiver's getting open. And the one thing that has jumped out at me with the playoffs as well, and you look at a couple teams like Green Bay, and New England, they really don't have running games. They really don't. You look at Atlanta, they're good. I mean, with Freeman and Coleman, they're really good receivers as running backs. And then you look at Pittsburgh with Le'Veon Bell. That, you know, hey, that team will go as Le'Veon Bell goes. And then I look at his Eagle team. Now, if you don't have the running back, you got to coach like hell. And you got to use, you know, Deion Lewis, who, by the way, was a Philadelphia Eagle for a couple of years and is now making plays in New England. Still like to have him in our lineup, but he's no longer here. There was a regime that seemed to get rid of those guys that are playmakers, I scratched my head on that one.
I don't know.
But running back now, I also think, is a need the Eagles have to take a good, hard look at. And you know, as an offensive lineman, what do you want to do? Put your knuckle in the ground and come out and whack somebody, right?
You definitely want to always get down. You're controlling the tempo. You know, you're getting to put hands on guys. It's your physical time to really control the game and, you know, you show your dominance. But because, I mean, Sproles now, you're going to have to make a decision. Sproles is getting up in years. You know, even though, I mean, he still is a workhorse out there. You know, but, I mean, how many years can he continue to do this?
But those guys, you know, you can't use those guys, you know, 30 touches a game, 20 and 10, 20 and 5. You know, I mean, I call them, you know, that satellite. You know, a little guy you put outside, you get him in space. You get him on a linebacker. You get a matchup against a safety they can't cover. You know, that's the guy I love to have, you know he's not the guy that's going to
be. He can't have him be the grinder.
He's not your grinder.
No, you can't have him out there. So you definitely need that, you know, someone so that can get out there and just pound it, man, and just continue to and can have that explosiveness to make some big plays. You know, you need that. And someone that can catch as well to come out of the backfield because that just gives you more options.
You know, been some reports this week about Jason Kelce. Might possibly not be coming back again. These are just reports, nothing factual. But as you watch this Eagles offensive line, and hey, I you know, I'm a Kelce guy on the perimeter. I don't think there's anyone better in space as a center. Getting out on the edge and knocking people down and cutting them and getting them out of the way. Athletic, he's as good as there is in the game. We know he's a liability at times when you know, a Vince Wilfork type of guy. He's on his nose. So as you look at it from an offensive line perspective, what do you see in the future of Jason Kelce?
He would have to put on some weight for me. If I was offensive line coach, I would need Kelce to get up to at least 315. You know, to get his weight up, you know, because I just think that, you know, he's too light for the game right now, you know. And I think, like you said, being out in the perimeter and getting out there and making those type of blocks, that's all cool. That's good. And I think he's extremely athletic. But, you know, there are some times where he's getting handled, you know, where he's getting pushed around a little bit, you know. And I think that sometimes because of his weight and because of his size, his stance gets too wide where it makes him where he can't move like he needs to because he's so wide and ready to take on the block. And so guys can butt him and pull him down. And he doesn't switch off the games as quick and as physical as you need that center too, because if he's late, then that's a problem. You know, that's a big problem. And when the center starts breaking down like that, then, you know, it just starts going downhill. And then a lot of times when Kelce, I think sometimes, and I love Kelce as a person, as a player, and just as a guy, but he gets a little too mental sometimes where his penalties come in bunches.
Yep.
You know, so if it's a offside.
Well, somewhat like his brother. His brother who had a bonehead.
Yeah, you know, and it's like you
must be a gene then at
Panthers. It must be, you know. But you at that position, you can't get mental because now, you know, if we're on the road and we have to deal with your silent count and everything is off your head movement, if you're all mental and your timing is off, then everybody else is off. And a lot of the times I was seeing when I watched, even when the younger players would come in, they were going off the ball instead of going off of the head motion. And if you're going off the ball, you're late. And you're going to get beat. And that's going to be a problem, you know. So, and that starts affecting things. So, you know, there are some hard decisions that have to be made.
Yeah, and you know, I still, as you're talking, Trey, I can hear Don Shula, who coached me for 2 years, the winningest coach in the history of the NFL when I was with the Dolphins.
I have his jersey, the 72 Dolphins.
Right,
I have
there you go, jersey. Undefeated.
Yeah.
I can still hear him saying, poise under pressure.
Not only
the quarterback, offensive line, wide receivers, running backs, when the game is on the line, poise under pressure.
You can't get mental.
That's when the mistakes happen.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show. We're going to take a break, but Trey Thomas will be back. And Jari Evans, the All-Pro Super Bowl champion from the New Orleans Saints, will be joining us. I got all these big old offensive linemen around me. I feel good tonight. We'll be right back.
Hometown sports from homegrown hosts. This is Philadelphia Sports Talk, the voice of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, The Fanatic.
What are you doing up there?
It's official. We need a new roof. Let's put it off till spring.
We can't put off a new roof. I'm calling New Look Home Design.
Wait, just because we need a new roof doesn't mean I want to pay for one.
We don't have to. New Look is offering 0% interest and no payments for a year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
But it's winter. It'll take forever to replace our roof.
New Look replaces most roofs in a single day.
Okay, let's schedule an estimate.
I did. It's free. And they use aerial technology to measure the roof.
Then what am I doing up here?
Avoiding commitment as usual.
Hey!
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
We're 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I was told you could make us feel better.
You're suffering from too much junkitis. Point at something you haven't used lately.
Wow, it's gone. Try it, honey. You'll feel light as a feather.
All you have to do is point.
I feel like I'm flying.
That's the sound of optimism and energy and possibilities.
We come when it's convenient for you.
Call today before noon and we'll be there today.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Attention shoppers, modern life deserves a modern way to pay. Say hello to MasterPass, the simple, secure way to pay from MasterCard. Not a fan of filling out shopping forms over and over again? MasterPass. Looking for a simple and secure way to buy all of your holiday gifts? MasterPass. Set it up once and you're free to shop online, in-app, or in your favorite stores. MasterPass. So next time, don't just buy it, MasterPass it. Accepted at select merchants.
Hey, this is Vince DeFino of DeFino Law. My brother Mike and I operate DeFino Law, a local Philadelphia law firm founded by our father, Judge Anthony J. DeFino, 60 years ago on Broad Street. And today, we're still there, fighting for the underdog, making sure our clients don't get bullied by insurance companies. Our focus is on serious injury and wrongful death cases. We've built our law firm based on trust and personal care. Our team of attorneys are dedicated to fight for you. Get the outcome you deserve. Get to know DeFino Law at 215-551-9099. That's 215-551-9099. DeFino Law.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let it snow, let it snow. Jack Frost and Big Boulder ski areas are open for the winter season with skiing and snowboarding. Visit JFBB.com 24/7 for the latest conditions, live webcams, and sign up for weekly email blasts. Don't forget, you can buy discounted tickets online in advance. Just go to jfbb.com and click buy now and save up to 50%. Jack Frost and Big Boulder has something for everyone. Jack Frost Big Boulder, where the snow comes first.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just 10 bucks. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all 10 bucks. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Test drive a Ford Escape and find out. With available EcoBoost power and a host of class-exclusive features designed to make life better. Compare Ford Escape next to a Toyota RAV4 or Honda CR-V and the reasons start to stack up. The 2017 Escape, that's Ford. And that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on 2016 calendar year sales.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
So our team just started using GoToMeeting to web conference, and it's been surprising. Well, guys, our company is growing fast. I'm thinking we should
expand overseas.
2 weeks later, it happened again.
Now, it looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at
moving into Asia.
But now our team connects a little too well.
It's great we're opening a new location in Osaka. Konnichiwa, Japan.
Whoa. When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com, andro400.com, or call 866-546-1955, 866-546-1955.
Welcome back. The Ron Jaworski Show coming to you live from Parks Casino, the beautiful Parks Casino. It's championship weekend in the National Football League, and we are celebrating the Philadelphia Souls World Championship in the Arena Football League here tonight. Got some of our players, coaches, all our partners, the sponsors, and I have never felt more comfortable in all the years I've been doing this show than I have tonight. I got a couple guys next to me that are about 320 pounds. So if I ever get in any trouble, if I still want to make a comeback, I got Trey Thomas, and I'm now joined by Jari Evans from the New Orleans Saints. And Jari, before I bring you on, I see you brought your sidekick, Gerald Colton, with you. And I will never forget the day. Yeah, it was about 10 years ago, and I'm in my office up at NFL Films watching the tape, and you walked in the door and you blocked the sunlight, man. It was like, and I said, "Who is this guy?" He says, "He's going to be an all pro. He's at Bloomsburg right now." And Gerald was right on, man. You became an all-pro and a great player.
Yeah.
An honor once again to have you on the show and a partner here with the Philadelphia Soul.
Yeah, man. When I went to NFL Films, that was big for me, you know? Yeah. You know,
not anymore. Now you're a big superstar. You got a big world championship ring on. I know you're wearing
that. Yeah, you know, I got a first Super Bowl in New Orleans, you know.
You really want to rub it in, don't you? Come back home to Philly. You are a hometown guy. We love you for that.
Yep.
And I love the guys. And Trey and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Guys that, you know, played here, this is their home, they come back, man. That really is. It gives me a good feeling.
Well, I actually have Trey Thomas' autograph because in the Andy Reid area, when they did the achievement week for the high schools,
okay,
and Cecil Martin and those guys, I came through and met a lot of those guys, William T, and that was big for me. I grew up Eagles fan. Y'all know that, coming from the city.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So, yeah, man. It's,
I'm that guy now, Tom. Yeah, exactly. When you have younger players, it's like, yeah, man, I have your autograph. I was like in middle school.
High school.
You hear the calls like it. My grandfather watched you play.
Yeah, my grandfather watched you play. Yeah, you were awesome.
My bad.
That's good. That's good, though. You know, you just keep living.
Because
it's going to be your turn.
You know what? I felt that, too, man. I'm telling you.
Keep stealing that money while you can. You know that.
Yeah. It's just, you know, that New Orleans Saints offense. There ain't no stealing in that, though. We operate at a high level because we have to. Yeah.
Jari, championship weekend.
Yeah.
Trey and I talked about the amazing thing about these four teams. Yeah, we're going to talk about Brady and Rodgers and MVP Matt Ryan and the guys, Ben Roethlisberger. I'm in NFL Films, and my guys are sitting there, and Jason's breaking down all this tape, and he's giving me these numbers, and it looks like the best four offensive lines in the league right now. And I think the Titans are probably in that mix as well, although they're out.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the best offensive line, does it say something to the folks out there? You better invest in the big fellas up front, the big eaters, the road graders?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, it's this, Jaws. The best thing for a quarterback is a running game. And if you can keep the quarterback upright, you know, that's how you're not going to go far in this league without having a QB that you can keep upright. So if you think about it, we don't get a lot of, you know, notoriety globally or in the media and stuff, but the guys on the team, the locker room know, you know, the game is won in the
trenches. Well, you guys normally don't talk to anybody. That's always the big thing. You guys, it's changing a little bit. Now, you know, you're retired. You know, you're not retired.
Social media.
Yeah.
I didn't even want my name called out. I didn't even want them to introduce me. Don't even call my name, because if my number and name gets called, it's usually because I messed up. You know, it was a penalty or something. Yeah. So I didn't even want to hear my name called. You know, don't even call it. Just let me run out the tunnel.
That's right.
I make show it up, you know.
See, Jones is a QB, so he.
Oh yeah, we're the glamour boys.
He know to give the O-line credit, and you know that's why we love our QBs.
We give our helmet to the ball boy to take out there. You got to run through that tunnel, so your hair looking good.
Yeah. Hey, y'all put way more time in the film study than we do.
Well, you got to do that.
Yes.
Quick question: Atlanta Falcons. You faced them twice.
Yeah.
Are they the best team in the NFC?
You're going to ask the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
You know what?
Beside the Saints, are they the best team?
No,
they're
good. They're good. I think that they have a lot of good things, and it starts with Matt Ryan, hometown guy here, and, you know, and Julio in that run game. And I think by bringing, you know, Quinn over from a successful defense, and they built some intricate things on that D-line and up front where those young guys are doing some good things. 45 and 44, they're both doing some good things.
Yeah, Jones have been linebacker, and pass rusher.
And that buzz in the city of the new stadium going up, you know, it's pretty exciting for them. So, I mean, I think they're going to be good, but, I mean, Aaron Rodgers playing lights out right now. And you guys know, man, the game is won in between the lines, and, you know, I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. So, that's good, because with you being an offensive lineman, how would you design a pass rush against Aaron Rodgers?
One thing you do is you got to understand your lanes. And Aaron Rodgers, you watch him play, he plays with defense alignment. He has no intentions on running, even though he knows that he can.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that he can. But when he does that little stutter step, he's just changing those lanes to buy him more time.
Yeah,
and his O-line realizes that, and they keep those guys in front of them. So when you're playing a guy like that, I think you got to push the pocket, get him outside the pocket. Don't let him, you know, dictate the pocket by baiting you or where you think he's going to run. Give him that one lane, and then understand that you got somebody coming to that lane late.
Yeah.
See, I think, Trey, you've got to pressure him. You know, I'm watching Dallas. Yeah. They're doing that mush rush.
Bring
crap,
more
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're using the three-man rush and spying with Durant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you almost have to pick your poison. Do you want to play coverage?
Yeah.
Do you want to play pressure. I believe Rodgers in a zone like I haven't seen any quarterback over a 10-week period. He's been absolutely the hottest quarterback I've seen over a long period of time. And he came off a period of about 3 or 4 games where he was god-awful. But he got it turned around and got it going. But the play where he hits the Cook up the sideline for 35 yards.
How do you stop that?
How do you stop it? How do you stop that?
On the run.
That's his greatness being better than the other team's greatness.
Hell with that spy. Rush him, man. Put a guy.
I personally think, man, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, wow, how could you plan a rush against this guy? I would send at least always alternate putting two in his face and having one running high. You know what I'm saying? So put somebody in his face and then have someone that's going to run high. Will you put that pressure when he gets ready to skate, then you come get him from the backside.
Right. See, Jari, you had Drew Brees. You brought him to Drew Brees. He's not going anywhere.
He ain't moving. I was telling Trey that.
He got that long spot. He's staying there. But Trey, you had Donovan, and you saw a lot of that spike, that spy type coverage on Don because he can run. Do you anticipate that? How will Atlanta play Aaron Rodgers this week? Do you think they'll spy or turn Beasley and Jones and, you know, have those pass
I think you're going to have to let Beasley go because I think he's too young to try to, you know, change his game. I think what's working for him right now is working. He's going to be an edge rusher, one of those guys that's going to come in, stutter step, long arm rusher guy because it seems like a lot of stuff he's doing, he's coming with a double hand swipe where he's going to get a one hand bull rush and then lean in. He's more of an edge guy, you know, so he'd be the one that I'll always be flipping around to be running my high guy. And then the other one, I need them to be coming upfield and then spin inside or something to always keep putting pressure in his face and make him flush.
Keep pushing the pocket and let Beasley use his speed and athleticism on the edge and outside to chase him down. You know, some stunt games, some tackle end games. And
but now with the stunt games, you need your stunt games to be on time.
Yes.
A lot of guys, they run games when they start with the wrong foot back and it takes too long for the game to get into play.
Yes.
So that the game is sometimes too delayed or the timing is just off.
Yeah, Jari, I asked Trey about Le'Veon Bell. I mean, his style is unique. I don't know if I've ever seen a guy as patient to the hole where he almost stops. You as an offensive lineman, how much are you aware of his style? Rather than a downhill, you know, that one cut and hit it and go. This is kind of the antithesis of how most running backs are coached.
I'm not aware of it. I mean, I'm used to zone scheme. You used to a running back, see the hole, hit the hole, hit your head on the goalpost. But, you know, again, that's a credit to his greatness. You know, he's able to, I think when he lost a couple pounds, he saw quickness that allowed him to play that style where he could stop, stutter, and then see the hole, let his lineman work and go. And now, as Trey is saying, a lot of the techniques up front are combo techniques now because defensive fronts are getting more and more athletic to stop the passing game. So a lot of double teams and combos. So he has that patience to know, you know, one thing that Deuce always worked with us is he knew who we were working to. And I think that helps him knowing where his offensive linemen are working to in combination to enable him to pace himself down a little bit.
You know, the Patriots use that big nickel as kind of their base right now. They're almost about 50%. Where they just play nickel coverage, even to, you know, two tight ends and three tight ends. So they're going to line up that way. Is it better to have more athletic people on defense against the Le'Veon Bell or more big people up front to clog those holes, Trey?
Oh, man, you know what? Oh, man, that's a hard one. I always like some big physical guys up front, you know, and you have some athletics out there on the edge, you know, because if you can take care of that double team, if I can keep the guard from getting to my linebacker, then I got a chance. You know, you have a chance up there. So if you can get that person, kind of keep that guard back and it throws off the timing to keep the tackle off, then you have a chance of that linebacker coming in and making the play, you know. So,
but they've been using those dual blocks, you know, those double teams.
I mean, the combination blocks are nice.
They are
best play in the game, right?
Oh, my God.
Inside zone is something nasty, you know, because it's designed to get the running back to the safety.
And that's what defenses have to, they like, listen, do I want the guys in there to stop the pass or do I need the guys in there to stop the run? Because, you know, I always tell my old line coach, you put a 230 linebacker in there, let's go right downhill at him. See if he can hold up, you know, so.
You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guest, and I feel so good tonight. Trey Thomas, Jari Evans, man, they're protecting me very well here at Parks Casino. All right, guys, we got a few minutes left in the show. It's championship weekend. Trey, I'll go to you first. Pittsburgh, New England.
It's hard to go against Bill Belichick, man. Yeah, it's just hard to go against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know, I'd have to go with New England.
You like New England?
I like New England.
All right, Jari.
It's like you said, it's hard to go against Bill Belichick, but I think Pittsburgh got got bigger and better weapons.
Think they're on a roll?
They have a lot of weapons.
I think they got a lot of weapons, and guys are going to have to show up. And I think Pittsburgh, they take it.
But Big Ben is only one hit away from being out of the game. I mean, you know.
That's why them big guys. You know what? He got that running game, though.
Yeah, he does.
They do have what I call the B word.
But how do you go against Tom Brady? Yeah. They got the balance.
You can't go against Brady. I love all the quarterbacks now, and there's a reason they're playing this weekend. Yeah. They're playing very well.
I just think Ben has more help than Brady does.
Probably the wide receiver spot. It's a team game, John.
It is.
Come on.
Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go over to the NFC battle.
Hold on. Whoa. Who are you going with?
Oh, I'm going with Bill Belichick as well.
Okay. All right.
I was going to make that when I close out.
All right. I just wanted to hit. All right.
Let's go over to the NFC. The Atlanta Falcons hosting the Green Bay Packers with the hottest quarterback maybe ever right now. Jari, who you like? I'll go to Jari first here.
I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers on this. I think his weapons are healthy. Outside of
and you know the Falcons. Yeah. You played him twice a year.
I do. I'm just going to go with Aaron Rodgers.
So
he got the hot hand.
Atlanta
right
hate going on.
No.
Atlanta hate.
No. Division, rivalry. I mean, can't stand him.
The bottom line is that you can't stop nobody. You can't win. That's the bottom line. You can't stop nobody. You can't win. So.
Yeah. I kind of like Atlanta. You know, I like the weapons that they have out there. Receiver, you know, I think Ryan is having a heck of a year right now. Ah, man, but it's like you say, man, Aaron Rodgers is just, right now he's just lights out.
It's high.
But, you know, I think I'm going to go Atlanta.
Track record goes to Green Bay, right? Matt Ryan's been here before, huh? He didn't get there.
Matt played well last week.
He did.
I give him that.
He did play well. They are playing very good.
They are on a roll right now, Atlanta. And Green Bay's a little beat up.
Yep,
secondary has a lot of injuries. The same group that was out there early in the season is not the same group, although Atlanta won that game, that matchup early in the season.
Yep.
I just think right now the weapons that Matt has, of course, say the same thing. I don't know how Jordy's going to be, if he's going to play this week with a couple of cracked ribs, but this could be an Arena Football League game. This could be like 51-48.
I agree. Somebody got to stop somebody.
Somebody has to stop.
Quarterbacks get hot, man. Mm. Anything could happen.
And Matt Ryan, hometown guy, so bring another one back to the city.
We always root for Matt, the local guy. Yeah. Yeah, it was back in Week 8, Atlanta won that game 33-32, and both quarterbacks are playing better right now. So this one could be fun. Trey Thomas, Jari Evans, I can't thank you guys enough for joining us here on the Ron Jaworski Show from Parks Casino. My big offensive lineman in front of me. I feel good tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun with all our chickies here, Pete Chiraki and all the gang, Chicky and Pete. We got everybody in the house having a good old time. Hey, Pete, I know we're going to your place a little later, right? We're in this fancy room over here at Parks, man. This is sweet.
It's
Pete's home.
All right.
Hey, guys, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for supporting the Ron Jaworski Show all season long. We'll have some special editions as we move forward around the draft, which will be here in Philadelphia in late April. That will be a blast.
Huge.
So, that's nice. So thanks for all the support. Look forward to seeing you soon. And that'll do it for tonight's Ron Jaworski Show, coming to you live from Parks Casino. Good night, everyone.